Encouraging K-Rock, 89.7 WKBJ, Anna Moore, Burlington, Plattsburgh. Tune in around the world at K-Rock.com, your smart speaker, and the K-Rock app.
Never had to know it, my heart is still. Lacey's prayer hadn't been answered yet, and then she heard God tell her to do this. We'll let her share in just a few minutes. Right now, though, Toby Mac and Kayla.
Make it rain. So when it falls on me, check out the fire. It's calling me. You are the light. So when the darkest falls, the rain is coming. I've never seen so far my mind on your mind. It's my reflection from the moon, and it's what you're showing. Ain't no doubt. Smile on your face, make it burn. Know the flowers that the pop in the trunk. Still the burning from the back of my trunk. Let's make some noise. You talk with me, my defender, I'm the rolling up your sleeve. Know the truth is what most guys can't perceive. The only thing that you ever chose to be is what I believe. The way you try to make your glory stay. Really spreading what they say.
Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep talking about me.
Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're good, you're good, you're a good man.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, I can still feel the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good man. You're the good. You're the good, you're the good man. Everywhere that I go, you keep talking about me. Keep on
told Lacey to do, and she was praying. That was Caleb and John, somebody like me. I'm Caleb. I'm Monica. And if you've ever been waiting on God, sometimes it helps to hear what he is trying to say to you. Lacey, you and your husband had adopted your son from Haiti, and then you were like waiting on something. What was going on?
We were just waiting on God. That's all we needed. It had been months. It was like a couple of weeks. And we just, every day, we were just praying. And one night, me and our Allison walked by our son the next day that we had all ready for him. And we walked by the door and felt like the Lord just said, you need to go sit in his rocking chair and pray for his passport. And I thought, okay, this has been months. Nothing's going to happen. But just try to be obedient. I went in his room, sat in his rocking chair, prayed that his passport would just get finished. And the very next morning, we got a call that his passport had been issued and he was ready to come home. And so that was probably just one of the most recent ones. Very clear that the Lord answered a prayer. It also showed me the endurance of an immediate obedience. It didn't make sense in that moment that I should go sit in a rocking chair in an empty room and pray. But the Lord just showed us that, when I ask you to do something, there's a reason. And if you're immediately obedient, he'll honor that. Maybe not always with an answer like that, but he will honor it.
I love that, Lacey. That is so, just reminds me of how good he is, to direct. It's like, hey, go do this. I got you. I got your back. Just listen to my words. I love that. So much love, and I'm so just happy for you and your family. God, please protect my daughter at college.
I'm at the doctor's office, and I'm really hoping for good news.
I just lost my job. I'm praying that I find a new one fast. When you need prayer, the Caleb Prayer Community is here for you. With the free Caleb smartphone app, you're just seconds away from requesting prayer or praying for fellow Caleb listeners. This isn't your average app. What's special about the Caleb Prayer Community is that when someone prays for you, you'll receive a notification. You might never meet face-to-face, but for a few minutes, you're connected through the power of prayer. Simply download the Caleb app and click on the Faith tab to request prayer. Pray for others. The Caleb Prayer Community is waiting for you.
Hey Caleb, it's Crowder here. I've got a new song called Brave Robber.
I got stolen by a brave robber. He wants to knock my body down. Put my soul in that holy water. My big black line.
My point of the whole song, Brave Robber, is we're following somebody who can conquer death and the grave. No matter what's in front of you right now, no matter how impossible it seems, that's your savior. He can do anything. And that's what Brave Robber is all about. That's it.
I love you, Caleb.
When you support Caleb, you change lives.
I was at a really low stage in my life, and I turned on the radio one day. It absolutely changed my life. I thought I was going to drop out of high school about 6 months ago, and I just graduated high school this afternoon. And I have to say, a lot of this was because of you guys and listening to you having words of encouragement. And I got to say, it's just absolutely wonderful, and I'm just so thankful for all that you guys have done.
Thank you for supporting positive, encouraging Caleb.
Caleb, positive people, spotlighting everyday heroes in our community.
Paper airplanes? Sailing across a college class?
Yeah, so I encourage my students to answer questions, bring up points, and respond to me in various ways through paper airplanes.
In theology classes at Cedarville University, Dr. Jonathan Arnold asks students to write their names on the airplane and sail them toward the front. He gathers the comments and responds, and it's fun!
Students will get good at aiming, so they'll catch me off guard at times.
Would you like to have a control tower? Seriously, Dr. Arnold says sharing deeper knowledge of the Christian faith is incredibly rewarding.
We have the perfect question come up at the right time, or the student comes after class and says, and that's the first time I've understood that concept. That just reminds you of how God is using it.
You can see those planes in action at Caleb.com, click the News tab, and Positive People.
Well, I've been turned up, but I never been lost. I've seen the water in trouble, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand. I turned my problems to a promised land. So many people trying to feel void inside. So many thirsty, asking how, asking why. I might not have all the answers, but I take it and I think there's a better path to Jesus. There's no going back for me. I'm gonna live the way he says to me. Do what he says to me. You can choose whatever way you choose, but I'm gonna love the way he says to love, just the way he says to find. Cause when I'm alone, never be enough. So I'm gonna walk with Jesus. I'm gonna walk.
Seriously love that you've chosen to spend part of your Friday with us here at K-Love. Like, how cool is that? I'm just glad you're here. Here's Danny Gokey. We all need Jesus.
Where's your faith upon the fear? Trusting from my point of view. Things that we say, troubling names. Hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fight from the beginning. Putting out the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other differently? Try to change everything. We love the two people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives. What if all three things come?
Sisters in Wilson. Strong. Halo.
Starting with my dream friend. We have a place of truth to romance is lying time. If we see the thing I will lie in this time. My tongue will be so hard. The wind's only wind. My heart's going beam. With the time of new bad feeling.
Come! I'm gonna make you
your head, you're like, I don't even want to think about that stuff right now. This is stressing me out. I just want to encourage you, sign up for the Caleb Burst of the Day. It could be dropped right into your email inbox. You can sign up at Caleb.com. God is with us. I'm Kayla. I'm Monica. If your spouse is nothing like you on paper, you know, they say opposites attract, and I guess they do. Because my husband and I, he's the kind of guy, if we go skiing, he wants to go on the double black diamonds. I'm the one in the lodge after two rounds on the butter chip, and we're just so incredibly different. But one time years ago, we went to go visit my grandparents. Driving back in my 2004 Toyota Camry, we're getting out. And he's like, let's take the back road to get home. So we go on the logging road. If you know anything about the logging road, it's not meant for Camrys. Like, there are people splitting logs and hauling them and things like that. Next thing you know, you're on a dirt road that turns into boulders. Like, you know, you see those Jeep commercials where they got the four-wheel drive going uphill? That's the Camry. I'm picturing us flipping over and nobody finding us for weeks. We made it down. I was so traumatized, I don't think I spoke for a whole entire day. I told him that. We made it down safely, although my Camry was filled with dirt somehow in the trunk. I told him, never again.
Here are this week's top three songs, according to our K-Love Insiders.
Number three, Elevation Worship. Praise.
Number two,
Torin Wells featuring We the Kingdom and Davies. Take It All Back.
Number one,
Zach Schleter.
to join K-Love Insiders free and help rate the songs that we play.
Help shape our playlist. Go to klove.com/insider. K-Love, 1 minute of encouragement. 10 T-Bone.
It is told that the famous 19th century preacher D.L. Moody was preaching overseas when several church leaders approached him, wanting to know his secret. They asked, how can a poor, uneducated man be so effective in winning people for Christ? Moody took the men over to the window and asked, what do you see? One by one, the church leaders described the people in the park outside. Then they asked Moody what he saw. With tears rolling down his cheeks, he said that he saw people who would have an eternity of suffering apart from God if they did not come to know Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all. Today, don't just see people for what they do. See them through the love of the cross and be compelled to share the love of Christ with them.
Find out more about Tim Tebow at klove.com. Keyword, encouragement. Toby Mac. Mercy Me. Together with you for 1 minute. Presented by the Awakening Foundation. A nonprofit supporter of K-Love. Connect with your friends and the music. Toby Mac, Mercy Me, and Zach Williams. Tickets are available at AwakeningFoundation.com.
Have you ever had someone come alongside you just when you needed it the most? Perhaps they offered to help with a project that was overwhelming. Maybe they simply listened when you had a rough day. Galatians 6:2 reminds us of the importance of helping others. It says, share each other's burdens and in this way obey the law of Christ. Let's look for the opportunity to share someone's burden today. I'm Kelly, and that's your verse of the day on K-Love.
Bye.
echoes louder. Like your bone is me, saying Lord, I need more than a little help. I've been surrounded, just here on the side. Like Daniel and the lions, alone outside, I don't fight by myself. When I needed rescue, Jesus, you came through. Oh, in my heart is peace. Your promise came true. Just you came through, and I needed you.